Unit 12, page 116, Fiction. Exercise 2.
And so it was that Fizza found herself on the island that time forgot, with absolutely nothing to do. Her mom's voice brought her out of her dream and back to the present moment. "Why don't you go and explore, Fizza?" said her mom. "By the time you get back, I'll have supper ready. Oh, and get your dad a newspaper, please." Fizza went down the hill towards the little village at the bottom. In 5 minutes, she had discovered 2 bicycle hire shops, 3 shops that sold jewelry and jugs, and a tiny post office, which was also a supermarket. Fizza went up to the counter. "Do you sell newspapers?" she asked a small, gray-haired lady. "Sorry," she said. "They haven't arrived from Guernsey today. Try tomorrow." "What is this place?" thought Fizza. "There aren't even any newspapers." She thanked the lady and left the shop. As she began the climb back up the hill, she passed a group of girls about her age. They were chewing gum and wearing short skirts. They looked just like the cool girls from school, which made Fizza smile. "Some things never change," she thought, "wherever you go." And she began to run back towards the cottage. Later, after supper, Fizza and her dad practiced judo in the field behind the cottage. For over an hour, they threw one another onto the grass until Imran admitted defeat and went inside to play a game of cards with Ruble. As the sun began to drop down from the sky like a great big orange, Fizza continued to practice her judo moves. Eventually, she got tired and stopped. She looked out at the dark gray sea and breathed in deeply. And for the first time since she had arrived on Sark, she found herself listening. She could hear the birds singing goodnight to each other and the sound of sheep bells and a boat in the distance. Then, lifting her nose into the air, she breathed in deeply, and she found that the evening air of Sark smelled sweet. It was completely different from the heavy city smell of her much-loved Birmingham. Such beauty suddenly made Fizza McIntyre feel alive, and she decided to show the island how good she felt. "Good night, Sark!" she shouted as she jumped high in the air and then fell on the grass. Laughing at herself for being silly, she picked herself up and turned to go indoors, but immediately she came to a stop. Sitting in a tree beside the cottage was a red-haired boy who looked about the same age as her. For a moment, they stared at one another until her attention was taken by a small brown rabbit that ran past her. She took her eyes away from the boy for just a few seconds, and during this time, he completely disappeared.